I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to KSL Outdoors Radio. Pleasure to have you with us today. Nice to have you listening on a Saturday. Tim and Russ in studio and one of our old buddies, Bob Grove, Road Tripping with Bob, is back on with, or as I like to say, our Southern Utah correspondent. Hey, Bob.
Hey, I was just reading about your arrest that you were just up in the West Yellowstone area recently.
Yeah, I made the trip to, we already went through this earlier in the show, but yeah, I went up to rode the bus up to ride back with Ranger Stan for Christmas. That makes sense?
Good.
It's hard to understand sometimes.
Well, I kind of follow your logic. Somehow I do that. I'm not sure how, but I do.
Yeah, I did that a while back in a snowstorm. I went up there in the bus and rode back with her. I'm of no use whatsoever. I am so tired by the time I get there, I fall asleep as soon as we're on the freeway.
She just wanted somebody to sit next to her in the truck. Here's the thing, Bob. I'm impressed if you can make sense of what he's saying.
I couldn't.
You've been around a lot longer than I have, I guess, because I still can't understand what he's trying to tell me most of the time.
I don't know how I do it. It doesn't make sense to me how I can, but somehow I'm able to
translate
it.
I'm impressed, too, because when I wrote that in Facebook, I tried to write it as clear as I could, but it made no sense. even Michelle Seeley wrote back and said, thanks for staying at Three Bear. Mm. I go, no, I didn't stay there. I just had dinner.
Oh, boy. All right. People are going to wonder, why are we checking in with our Southern Utah correspondent to talk to us about snowmobiling?
Yeah.
But you've come up with quite a list here.
Yeah, I have. I may live down here, but I venture all over the West. And, you know, I used to go up north much more frequently when I lived up there in the Salt Lake area. But, you know, we have some – if you live in Salt Lake, you're just surrounded by all these amazing – snowmobile destinations almost in any direction you go. You can jump in the car and whatever you have, and you're going to run into a great place to go snowmobiling. So there are a few here that I'm interested in that I've spent time at each of these that I wanted to mention, and there are many others that aren't being mentioned, but you talk about them occasionally on the show as well.
So where do we start?
Well, there's a couple up north and a couple down south. I guess three up north and one down south that I wanted to talk about. But up north is, well, you know, nice segue back into what we were discussing with Russ's West Yellowstone. Of course, a place that all of us love dearly. I mean, we have great friends up there in the Seeley family. But Three Bear Lodge, see Yellowstone, you know, and they had, you know, I don't know if you guys heard, I'm sure you did, is that they had a little incident earlier this year with a fire with see Yellowstone with some of their equipment and their dearly beloved Bombardiers.
We were just talking about that to open the show.
Yeah, just very sad. I mean, they're very attached, especially those old French troop carriers, you know. Right. And I just was in those last year. We took a tour with Alma, their marketing director, into Yellowstone last year. And it's such an enjoyable experience. But they, you know, they still have them around, and they've got their snow coaches. It's business as usual, as I'm sure you know. And my preference, I don't know about you guys, but my preference when I go into the park, I prefer taking a snowmobile. A snow coach tour into the park, into Yellowstone, Old Faithful, which is what, about 30 miles from West Yellowstone into Old Faithful.
Yeah, but you may be surprised. You may be surprised at this, but Russ and I have only done it on snowmobiles. Yeah. We haven't done the snow coach thing yet.
I'm done doing snowmobiles, by the way.
Okay. Russ is done with that.
You know, going in, you might agree with me, Russ and Tim, it's fun going into Old Faithful. It's a long way back. It's 30 miles out and I think 100 miles back.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day. I love the comfort of the snow coach, making the stops, having a guide. And if I want to play, We stay outside the park, and we go into Idaho up the Two-Top Mountain out to Johnson Cabin, which I have fond memories of.
But, oh, yeah. From the hip displacement is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah,
West Yellowstone, that's an awesome place. I mean, that's loaded with Utahns. I mean, Utahns love to go up there and pull their sleds or either take the, you know, rental from Sea Yellowstone or go into the park. But it's the snowmobile capital of the world. What more can I say?
Yeah. And as long as you're headed that way, Teton Valley, Idaho is another one you had on the list?
Yeah. I don't know if you've spent much time in Teton Valley. This is a remarkable place. It's just magical. The Tetons there, you know, it's Victor, Idaho, Driggs, Idaho, Tetonia. Grand Targhee Ski Resort is just 12 miles from Driggs. Grace, one of my favorite ski areas. I mean, of all ski areas, I hope Raylene Davis isn't listening because, you know, I nothing to put down at Ski Utah, but I love Grand Targhee. Just a beautiful place to take a family, especially. Growing up, friends of mine would make an annual trip up there, and that's how I was first introduced to it. But I've spent a lot of time up at Targhee. But in the Targhee National Forest, a lot of backcountry snowmobile trails, cross-country skiing. A great place where I like to stay is the Teton Springs Resort, just outside of Victor or in Victor itself.
Okay.
And a beautiful lodge with cabins and mountain homes. They have groomed cross-country ski trails. They have fat bikes, I mean, which is becoming a really popular thing to do in the winter on those fat bikes to go on the trails. And they even have a helipad, and High Mountain Heliskiing provides heliskiing there just right out of there. But one of my favorite stops in Victor, I don't know if you guys have spent there, is I stop at the Emporium drugstore and get a now I can't think of the name of the berry there. Come on, help me out there.
I don't know.
Huckleberry.
Huckleberry.
I survived a senior moment. Huckleberry shake. They provide big straws so you can suck the big old berry right through the straw.
Oh my gosh.
Great stop. You guys make that stop there.
Yeah. I don't know about this fat tire stuff on snow-covered trails. I like to ski, and I like to mountain bike. Let's just leave those in two different seasons and not try to combine the two.
Bob, can you run those fat tire bikes on groomed snowmobile trails?
I don't know. I've never seen them on snowmobile trails, but a lot of the ski resorts, Grand Targhee does this. They have a trail system, and I believe they do over at Teton Springs because they rent the bikes there. But there are trails. Probably could, you know, if they're packed down hard enough. I've seen, you know, our good friend Greg Paul on his fat bike out on the snow all the time on his fat bike. So I think they do fairly well. I mean, they ride well in deep sand, so I'm sure that I've never done it myself, and it's something that I – still want to do, but I hear they do very well.
I wouldn't want to be dodging snowmobiles on my fat tire.
No, I don't think so either. No. But
that's that would be the downside to that. So, but there are dedicated trails. Probably be better on the, I don't even know, I don't think the cross-country skiers would appreciate that either. So they must have their own dedicated trail for fat bikes.
Yeah, probably.
I'll find out.
All right, so then bring us back into Utah and start up north. Logan Canyon was one that you've been twisting our arm on for a couple of years now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got to get you guys out there at Beaver Creek Lodge in Logan Canyon. It's about 27 miles from Logan up the canyon, 11 miles from Garden City. This is an 11-room lodge, beautiful lodge with the great beds. I mean, I got to tell you, some of the best night's sleep I've ever had. I think they have those IntelliGel beds. I'm not sure what they're called, but they're really comfortable. But I digress. Great snowmobiling. It's 2 miles from Beaver Mountain ski area. So if you know where Beaver Mountain is, you can kind of picture where it is. There's a big open meadow field there, and the lodge is kind of nestled into some trees in that meadow and that big field.
All right, welcome back. I want to jump right into our conversation with an old buddy we haven't talked to in a while.
Snowmobile tours as well as rentals. Provide all the clothing, everything you need there. But it's a great getaway. I've been out there a few times, and you can go into Bear Lake from there on snowmobiles, and there's a lot of different trail systems that go throughout that canyon and up into the Bear Lake area with beautiful views of the lake below.
All right, but that one's have they got a restaurant there, or is it just the lodge?
I don't believe they have a restaurant, so you can bring, you know, that I can remember, but you caught me.
Okay. Well, it's worth investigating. Yeah, it's worth investigating.
Yeah, I don't remember because I don't remember eating in a restaurant there, but it may be because we just brought our own food or just, you know, I don't recall. But, you know, I think it's just either beavercreeklodge.com is their website. So, you know, you can get there that way.
And it's like a 12-room lodge, so not very big. A nice, quaint spot. Sounds like it would be a lot of fun. We need to take a break here. Normally, we would be doing Fish Bites coming up next, but since Navidomskis isn't here, he can't scold us for this. We're going to talk fishing after the top of the hour with Faith Jolly from the Division of Wildlife Resources. So I'm going to fudge our schedule a little bit. And if you can hold through the break, we'll come back and we'll finish talking about Duck Creek Village in southern Utah and Skyline Trail in San Pete County, if that's all right.
Sure.
All right.
He's always so easy.
Yeah. Road tripping with Bob. We'll continue that road trip when we come back from this break, so stay with us.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Final segment of this first hour of another week of KSL Outdoors Radio. Tim Hughes, Russ Smith here from Sky Call. We've been having some fun this half hour talking with our buddy Bob, our Southern Utah correspondent, Bob Grove, about places to go in snowmobile. And we had just made our way back from Montana into Utah up in Logan Canyon at Beaver Creek Lodge. But you've got a couple of others that are on the radar.
Yeah, down here in my neck of the woods is Duck Creek Village. It's 30 miles east of Cedar City on Highway 14, 11 miles from Long Valley Junction at Highway 89 on the other side. And this is a really great little find here. This is a popular destination with a lot of folks who come up from the southern corridor on I-15 out of Las Vegas in Southern California because it's the nearest Utah snow to them, and of course Utah snow is the greatest snow on earth.
Absolutely.
So they come up here to get away. And
this isn't the place where one of the last times we rode together happened, where I have that picture overlooking the Red Rock, is it?
No,
that was at Cedar Breaks, which isn't too far from there.
All right.
Yeah, actually you can get to Cedar Breaks and Brian Head from Duck Creek Village. I think it's about a 25 mile trail to get there from Duck Creek, but it's further east of there off of Highway 14. You know, it's a little village there. It has, you know, businesses, you know, outfitters, lodges. You know, the bigger lodge is Pine Woods Resort. That's just a little bit outside of the village off of 14, kind of nestled back into the woods there. Really nice lodge. With a restaurant, by the way. And
always bringing up food, I know.
Yeah, well, that I do know has a restaurant because I have eaten at that restaurant. But it's a great trail system. It kind of interconnects with the Paiute ATV trail in that area. And so there's miles and miles and miles of trails. You know, the snow is very reliable. It's at 8,400 feet, so it's quite high. You know, it's still that great light Utah powder. You know, people, when you think of southern Utah, you're probably not thinking, you know, powder snow.
No.
You know, because that's up in the Wasatch. But no, actually, Brian Head, I can remember from having been the marketing director at Brian Head earlier in my career, is that has the driest snow in the state. We talk about the greatest snow on earth in Utah, the best snow in Utah is at Brian Head and the Markagunt Plateau. I might be a little biased.
You just can't
you
can't get it out of your marketing blood, can you?
No, I can't. You know how I used to clean off my windshield?
Blow it
with a leaf blower.
I think that's the place I heard Adam Eagle in the halls here talking about trying to sneak away to in the near future for his KSL Outdoors television show. So.
Yeah, I've been talking to Adam. I need to get Adam down there because I don't believe he is snowmobiled in that area. There is there are snowmobile outfitters where you can rent snowmobiles. you know, like I said, great places. I highly recommend Pine Woods Resort. They've got an indoor pool and hot tub, and during the summer months, you could use the RV park. They've got different styles of lodging. Just a great place, you know, kind of a hub. Yeah. Also, what's nice about Duck Creek is that it's a short distance from Zion National Park, right. Bryce Canyon. I think it's under 50 miles to both those parks. And so you're kind of centrally located there, close to a lot of different attractions.
We've only got a couple of minutes here. Throw Skyline Trail in here in San Pete County.
Well, San Pete County, I have Fairview. You know, Skyline Trail, you're probably familiar with, you know, it's up on the top of the mountains there where, you know, I think what's made that really a famous area is the Arapeen Trail. So it's great, you know, off-roading during the summer months for ATVs, you know, off-road machines. And then during the winter months, it becomes a winter playground for snowmobiling. There's outfitters there in Fairview, and I believe in I have another senior moment coming
here. Mantai, there's outfitters in Mantai?
The town between Fairview and Ephraim.
Oh, geez.
Okay, come on, guys.
I don't have the map in front of me.
I know there's listeners out there that are screaming the name right now.
I rely on Russ for this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I just don't have my map up.
We got to know the Skyline Trail intimately when we did our border-to-border ATV ride and loved it up there. Some beautiful views.
Yeah, and great snow. I mean, really great snow.
Well, we didn't find that on our ATV ride, thank goodness.
Oh, well, that's
well, there was some great mud. Yeah, we had some good mud. That's true.
Well, I mean, out of Salt Lake, you don't have to go far to drive, but you know, and then you've got the Uinta Mountains.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I mean, we're surrounded by all these playgrounds, but I'm just making a recommendation for a few. But I really say, you know, if you've done all the ones north, come south for the winter.
Sure.
Come down and try out some of our southern mountains. We've got great snow, and we're having a great winter, by the way, getting a lot of snow down here.
Yeah, I think the first round of the storm this past week, Brianhead was the winner. They had 9 inches, while the resorts up here only had 4 or 5, I think. So when that storm comes in from Southern California, you get the best of it down there. Are all of these places mapped out on your website?
Yeah, I've got all this information on my website. By the way, I wanted to mention this, going to talk fishing here, is that there's a big ice fishing tournament up in West Yellowstone at Hedgin Lake, January 10th.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like 10th through the 12th.
There are seven
ice fishing.
There are seven of them on the calendar for Utah, and we're going to talk about those as we wrap up the show about an hour from now. But we're done. We got to go.
Okay, Road Tripping with Bob.
RoadTrippingWithBob.com. Thanks so much.
Guys.
All right.
Bye, Bob.
Bye-bye. Hope you had a great Christmas. Looking forward to a new year. We'll get together and do some fun things in the coming year. ABC News is at the top of the hour, and we will talk fishing on the other side. Faith Jolly joins us from the Division of Wildlife Resources, so don't go away.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.